The lesson for this morning is from St. Matthew chapter 15. Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountains and sat down there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitudes marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. These are your words, Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, we humans don't like to see suffering. Usually. There are exceptions. But in general, we are sympathetic to the suffering, the disabled, the hurting. We want to help. The desire to help is extended not only to our fellow humans, but often to animals as well. I have showing up all the time videos of people running out to rescue little seals wrapped in fishing nets and rescuing them. And the comments that go along with those videos show people care about that. They are glad someone helped that little innocent animal. We get another different look at our humanity in a poem by Robert Burns, an 18th century Scottish poet. He wrote, "Many and sharp the numerous ills inwoven with our frame. More pointed still, we make ourselves regret, remorse, and shame. And man, whose heaven-erected face the smiles of love adorn, man's inhumanity to man makes countless thousands mourn." Our Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, did not make us to be inhuman to others. Yet in the quest to be like God, Eve and Adam found just the opposite. The divine qualities desired turned into a death sentence. And the beautiful world created by God now groans along with us as sin takes its toll on man and woman, on all creatures, great and small. There are human attempts to alleviate suffering, to make a better world. But often this leads to a striving for utopia, and those, ironically enough, produce more suffering. There is no heaven on earth, at least not in the way envisioned by those who hope to make one. Here in Matthew 15 is revealed to us God's way of bringing heaven to earth. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, came to be one of us, take on our human nature. This compassion was not generic, but specific. It is brought to individuals. We are told that great multitudes came to Jesus, having with them the lame, blind, mute, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. That's such a short phrase, those three words, he healed them. But in that short description is a glimpse of the intensity of the love of God, love which knows your every need, love which knows the way to meet all those needs. For while we were still sinners, Jesus laid down his life for you. The death sentence which the first sin brought to us all, the sin, the evil which is ours from our very conception and birth, man's inhumanity to man, this is what Jesus came to defeat. We see smaller victories of Jesus here, healing the lame, blind, mute, maimed. But each and every healing is a microcosm of the greater victory that was coming. Our diseases, the suffering we see in others, the death of dear family and friends, these are all known to God. These are all defeated when Jesus died on the cross. He died to take the place of the eternal death we all deserve. He died to bring life, a gift for you and for this world. Those who were brought to Jesus on this day may or may not have believed in him. We're not told. But he healed every one of them. They did not deserve it. God did not wait for men or women to earn the right to be saved. He did not wait for this world to become a better, kinder, happier place and thereby somehow contribute to or be worthy of his help. If God waited for that, we would all be damned. Our regret, remorse, and shame would then have no way to be removed. They would only grow. But because the triune God is the God of love, the God of compassion, the God of life, he came to do what we cannot. He came to give freely what we cannot achieve. Every one of the healings Jesus gave on that day was a mini resurrection, not of the whole body yet, but of the broken parts at that time. The true resurrection of the body would become reality when this Jesus would sacrifice himself for you, rise from the dead on the third day for you, and promise all who believe in him healing, rescue, eternal life. The Friday of his death and the Sunday of his resurrection were for each of you, for you as individuals. Jesus did this despite your sin, despite your inhumanity, despite even your presumption to goodness. That is what forgiveness means, and it is yours. Believe it. The crowd that saw the miraculous healing Jesus did that day glorified the God of Israel. They praised God for what was clearly a gift beyond anything they could have imagined. They gave glory to God as a response to this great love. That love of God for us is the source of our praise too. Praise is always a consequence of God acting first. God forgives, we receive. God blesses, we praise. Jesus didn't teach the crowd to glorify. He acted with charity and love, and then came the response. God bless you all with his compassion and healing. What Jesus did that day, recorded for us here in St. Matthew, is a preview of what awaits all of you. There is healing for you. There is mercy for you. There is love for you. That is what Jesus came to provide for the world. And by faith in him, trusting that he does mean you, you are blessed with salvation, deliverance from all evil, in whatever form it might take. A wonderful response to these words of God here is confessed in Psalm 103, and I want to just close by reading some of these verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. In Jesus' name, amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.